Everybody, it's 5:30, so we'll go ahead and get started. I want to welcome all of you, all of our guests and visitors, staff, and all of council. Thank you all so much for being here. I will open the meeting right at 5:30 on the nose. Mr. Suri, if you wouldn't mind leading us in our invocation this evening, please.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to gather and look at the city's business, to concentrate on our job ahead, to work together for the betterment of this community. Lord, we thank you for the members here on City Council, for the city staff, for our first responders at Works of Art, and we're going to thank the 100 Club who look out for those first responders' families when tragedy strikes. We also want to thank the members of our Woodway Youth Commission for all that they do and their part in this endeavor. Lord, we just ask that you help us move through these agenda items quickly, but with good thought and always keeping you and what you would expect us to do at the forefront. In your son's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Nice job.
Okay, at this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Our next item is our public comment time. The City Council would like to invite our citizens and guests to address the council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings. We don't have any of those tonight, but we ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. There's a timer on the screen up here behind us, so you can keep track of your time. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address, and if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much. The podium is now open for anybody who'd like to address council. Okay, there being none, I will close the public comment time and move on to our presentations. Item number 4 is the introduction of our new public safety officer. Chief, is that you?
Yes, sir. So as is customary, wanted to introduce our new public safety officer to our council and to our community. Again, another layer of accountability that we utilize so we know who we're serving and who we are accountable to. Quinn, if you don't mind stepping up. Quinn Huntington, Officer Huntington, is 23 years old. He graduated high school from Eagle Christian Academy and graduated college from Baylor University with a Bachelor's of Science in Education. One thing about Officer Huntington, when he came and initially met with me about working here, I could tell he had a strong moral compass, and he always wanted to do what's right. Doing his background check, everybody that we talked to told us how lucky we were to attract an officer with such ethical and moral strength. So he's completed his police academy, of which he thrived in. He completed his FTO training as well, which he thrived in. Usually we wait a semester to send somebody to the fire academy, but he's been excelling so greatly that we're sending him to the fire academy starting in July. So he is doing well. He is one of those that we look to continue to train, serve our community for decades to come. If you don't mind saying a few things about yourself, I think I've done a lot, but just to introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely. I've always grown up in McLennan County, and I've always heard of the Woodway reputation. It's a very prestigious one, and when applying for this job, I was just telling my parents every day I'd be very lucky to be here because it's a great community that supports the officers, which is rare in today's time, and my father also served in law enforcement in McLennan County, so I know the weight of the badge and what honor it holds, and I'm very, very lucky and very fortunate to be in a city where I can serve amazing people and work under a great staff that supports me every day. And I thank you guys for trusting me with that.
Told you it was good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chief. Welcome. All right. Item number five is the presentation of Yard of the Month for the month of May. So let's see here. Do we have the Busbys here? Is the Busby family here? Wonderful. All right. Patricia? Okay, welcome. Everybody, this is Patricia Busby, her house on Tree Line Drive. You can see the yard over here. She's the winner of the Yard of the Month. So, Ms. Busby, thank you so much for keeping Woodway beautiful. I'm going to give you a certificate, but the certificate says, thank you for your outstanding contribution to help make the city of Woodway beautiful. So can we please give it up for the Busbys? We have a sign for you to put out in your yard. It's not a for sale sign. Yes, we just want to take a picture with you. So, and then I'll give you this. So Whitney Ellison and her three kids.
We all live down the street.
Excellent. You've been quite a fan club. Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you for keeping our streets so beautiful. You have a beautiful yard. So
thank you so much.
Can we give this to you?
Very honored.
Yes, ma'am. And we'll be sure that we get this sign in the yard for you.
Okay.
All right.
So
one more time for Ms. Busby. It's been a while since we've done one of those. I'm glad those are back. Those are fun. All right. Item number six is the recognition of our Woodway Youth Commission members and our graduating seniors. Chief?
Yes, sir. So annually, we like to bring up our Woodway Youth Commission members and recognize them and also recognize the graduating seniors. Corporal Webb and Officer Canister. Officer Canister was our community resource officer transitioning to patrol, and Corporal Webb has been given the opportunity to be our new community resource officer. So, Griff, if you don't mind just introducing your people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, over here in the corner tucked away are our Youth Commission members who absolutely do an awesome job at helping us and the city of Woodway, you know, create these really cool community events. They're kind of the backbone a lot of the time, picking up trash, showing people where the bathrooms are, face painting, tattoos, stickers, fun stuff like that. And these kids, they're all in high school or middle school, and they actually take time out of their day, their busy youthful days, to come up here and do meetings regularly and then go to these events to get community hours to help for their college resume and things like that. So I personally think it's an awesome, awesome thing that they do, and they definitely deserve recognition. So we can get a little quick round of applause for the team. And I do believe we have one graduating senior here with us today. If you wouldn't mind telling the room what your plans are after graduating.
My name is Stephanie Starks, and I went to Midway High School this year. And next year, I will be attending Baylor University.
Awesome. So the mayor has a certificate for
you. Oh, perfect. So if you don't mind coming up here, we got a little certificate for you.
Of course, please. This is your house.
So thank you, congrats.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're so proud of you. Well, well done. We have a little certificate that we want to give you.
Okay.
As a very proud Baylor grad myself, I'm so happy you made the right choice. Exactly. So this is a certificate of recognition presented to Stephanie Starks in sincere appreciation for your dedication, your hard work, and your valuable contributions to the Woodway Youth Commission. Stephanie Starks, everyone. Thank you so much. Do you particular that you know?
So we kind of wait till they're seniors that we can, you know, do the whole spiel like that. But, I mean, all our youth commission members, if you would please stand real quick. Yes. There we go. Thank you, guys.
All right, item number 7 is the presentation of the Heart of Texas 100 Club. Chief, is that you again?
Yes, sir. I promise, I'm almost done. Okay. I have to see you again. If all the youth commission group can come up here, this is a team effort. Every February, they work really hard on putting together the Bound for the Brave, and 100% of those proceeds are given to the 100 Club. We have president of the 100 Club, Scott Holt, chief of Lorena. Please come up here as well, if you don't mind. And this is the greatest way to support your local law enforcement is being part of the 100 Club. They are the ones who support our community. Their number one thing is to financially support grieving families of fallen law enforcement officers in McLennan County and some surrounding counties, and not just law enforcement, first responders. They've also firefighters. So within, can you give some details on within 24 hours or how that works?
Yeah, so we represent over 2,400 first responders within McLennan County. We do have a life insurance policy if they're killed in the line of duty. That is a $100,000 life insurance policy. We recently were able to fund a $50,000 accidental death policy for first responders within McLennan County. And like Chief mentioned, we do extend some financial support for out of county. What we have come to find out is there are numerous counties that surround us that don't have any representation from the 100 Club. Most recently, we offered support, although not financially, support to the Rosebud officer that was killed in an ATV accident while off duty. And so it is something, as the chief mentioned, that we have a passion for serving those who have served our communities for a long time, and we are honored. While we recognize there are so many worthy organizations that these funds can go to, we are honored to accept.
Thank you, sir. We have a giant check here, if you don't mind. Take a
y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you,
sir. Yeah. If you want to be in the middle.
Be in the middle?
Yeah, it's your every year over the last, I believe, 15 years, the Youth Commission and Bound for the Brave have given over $40,000 to our McLennan 100 Club. Every year it adds up, and next year we're going to do it even bigger and just continue to try to support the ones who support us. And thank you again, Chief, for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it.
Chief, thank you. Youth Commission, thank you. Captain Holt, thank you so much. Chief Holt, thank you so much for being here and for all you do. Items 8A through 8B are on the consent agenda. Counselor, are there any items that you'd like removed for separate discussion?
I do not.
No. All right. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I will move to item 9. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Second. I think Dave beat me to it.
All right. It's moved and seconded. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the consent agenda passes as written. Thank you, Council. Mr. Manager, your item is number 10, your city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. First, I'll brag on our assistant city manager, Jennifer Rogers, and city secretary, Keisha Redden, for completing the Certified Public Manager, CPM, program through Texas State. This is an 18-month program split up between 7 tracks and 14 areas of study across general and executive government management. After they complete these tracks, they are required to complete a capstone paper, which they submitted this past weekend. I'm happy to report they will be eligible to graduate June 8th at the Capitol in Austin. Congratulations. And a TASA sidewalk grant update. Feels like we were just talking about this a few months ago, and it's already been over a year. So we were required to have to sign an easement agreement with MISD. We had an agreement in writing over email, but the stipulations of the grant paperwork dictated a different form to appease them. So we have satisfied that request. That is at the school board meeting tomorrow. Their meeting is tomorrow, and this is on the consent agenda for them. So after that, it can go out to bid, and we're okay to open bid still by June 11th. And we hope to have everything completed on estates before school begins. Okay. And as part of the Keep Texas Beautiful program, again carried out by our city secretary, TxDOT has now completed their portion of the work by clearing the overgrowth and the landscaping forms underneath the Highway 84 bridge. Mm-hmm. This completes a years-long project to have lamps installed under the bridge, and now the second piece was to clear out any unsightly rebar. Our Tater Hill water tank that was recently refurbished has passed its final bacteria test and is back in service, bringing all wells and ground storage tanks back online and operational. And the bid for the micro seal was done was week before last. And the bid was awarded to Viking, which came in a little over budget, but Mr. Davison's working and negotiating the final scope of the work for that project. DeGuerra laid 55 feet of line last week, and the bypass pump will be relocated after Memorial Day weekend, and that will hopefully also take out the heavy equipment and the blockage we've had over on the frontage road of 84, which what feels like forever, but that we pray is coming to an end.
55 and, down?
Yes, sir.
Of the 800?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the splash pad is advertised to open Monday, but Jack shared with Jennifer that it will be functional and open Friday. So if anybody wants to sneak in early, everything should be happy times out there. And that's all I have, Mayor and Council.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
So it sounds like the sidewalk will be done before school starts in the fall. So it'll be completed sometime this summer.
We're rolling toward that, yes.
Okay. I may go to that meeting tomorrow to make sure it's done. I mean, the school board meeting. All right. Anything else for the manager? Any other questions? Okay. Item number 11. Any city council reports, please? Nobody?
No.
All right. Okay. If nobody else has anything, we will move to adjourn. Move to our adjournment item. Do I have a motion to adjourn, please?
Motion. I make a motion to adjourn.
Right, I second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. Thank you. We are adjourned at 5:49 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.